Jonathan McKee, can you summarise the day, but particularly the first leg? You go right, they go left, you're in front of the first cross, and yet they're in front of the top mark. How on earth did that all happen through your eyes?
Yeah, that was disappointing, I must say. You know, it was a tricky day, and that wind direction is really pretty difficult. You know, we got the first shift right. They made a little gain at the, you know, at our next intersection, and, you know, we had to make a difficult choice of how to handle it, and, you know, in retrospect, we didn't do it as well as we could, and they took advantage of the position they were given and made a nice gain, you know, and defended for the rest of the beat and rounded ahead, end of story.
Really, from then on, it is the end of the story. Does that mean, then, that we can juice from 11 knots, 10 knots, and under, they've got a quicker boat?
I think they're going pretty nicely in 10 knots and under. Yeah, I think that's fair to say. You know, having said that, you know, any white air race is never a given. So they've sailed very well to use the good speed that they have to win the race. So it's not as simple as just going fast.
No.
You have to make a whole series of good decisions, and they've done that very well.
Yeah. It seems that you've got a very good sweet spot. Is it, what, 12, 14, 15 knots?
Yeah, we, for whatever reason, we don't seem quite as strong in the lighter wind. But we seem a little more comfortable and a little more breeze.
Jonathan, can you get yourself out of this? This is tough.
Well, it's an uphill battle, you know, obviously. And, you know, it's all you can do is go out tomorrow and take it one step at a time and see what happens. But no question that they're in the catbird seat and we're not.